اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mahdi. Thank you for having me. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program.
Thank
it's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music or the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Then, we all are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran. And at the end, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation from different aspects. Stay tuned. As always, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the miraculous music of the Noble Quran. Brother Muhammad, the mic is yours.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the previous program, we talked about how certain words, they are synonyms. They appear to be having the same meaning, but in reality, their meaning is quite different. And we said how Islam is different from iman, and the verb ra'ina is different from unzurna. And so in this program I want to continue this discussion and give a few more examples in
Good
this
idea.
Respect. We have the word farra, which means to escape, to run away. This verse, it means the time when Jonah, Prophet Yunus, who was a very good messenger of Allah, when he escaped and went to a ship. It means to escape from somewhere out of fear. It's not out of fear. It means to escape, for example, the city secretly. Okay.
And it is not still out of fear.
Yeah, it's not out of fear. Because,
so
you know, Prophet Jonah, he left the city not because he was afraid of his people. It was because they were not obeying him. They were not listening to him. And he secretly left the city, escaped from the city. And this actually, it refers to the servitude of Jonah to Allah. And how he left the city without his permission. Okay, he left the city. But farra is different. Farra means to escape, not in secret, and out of fear. Okay? And, for example, we have in the verse, كَأَنَّهُمْ حُمُرٌ مُسْتَنْفِرَةٌ فَرَّتْ مِنْ غَسْوَرَةٌ. Farrat here means the donkeys that are running away, who are escaping the lion who was chasing them. So this is different. And there's another one, yet another word.
So the difference is in the cause. Am I right?
The difference is in the manner of doing something and the reason for doing something. If you are running away out of fear, it would be farra. If you're doing it because you don't want nobody to see you,
and still it might be because of fear.
No, not necessarily. It could be, but not necessarily. And then we have وَلَنْ نُعْجِزَهُ هَرَبًا. This is Surah Al-Jin. هَرَبًا, again, هَرَبًا is different from running away like فَرَّ. Again, هَرَبًا is running away in secret. And because jinn, they are, the way that they're made of, their nature is, you know,
fire.
They are invisible somehow, and we can't see them. So it's easier for them to run away and escape from somewhere secretly. But here the jinn say, they're saying that Allah knows that, you know, we can't do anything, that we can't escape from him. So this is the difference between haraba and farra.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Dear audience, we'll be right back after a short break. Stay tuned. Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And now in the second segment, we all are going to listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Hijr, verses 1 to 7, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husari. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب وقرآن مبين ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا ويلههم الأمل فسوف يعلمون وما أهلكنا من قرية إلا ولها كتاب معلوم ما تسبق من أمة أجلها وما يستأخرون وقالوا يا أيها الذي نزل عليه الذكر إنك لمجنون لو ما تأتينا بالملائكة إن كنت من الصادقين صدق الله العظيم.
Dear audience, you just listened to the recitation of verses 1 to 7 of Surah Al-Hijr, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husari. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This was a very good recitation by Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husari. One of the characteristics of Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husari is that his recitations have a very educational orientation. It's not just, you know, listening to the Quran for enjoying the recitation, we can also learn a lot in terms of tajweed and also fasaha of the Quran. Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil al-Husari, it is said that he has the best tajweed among the other reciters.
He has said, he himself?
No, he has. It is said. People say that. And he was also a scholar. He had written many books about Quran in general and tajweed and other related fields of the Quran. And he was a very knowledgeable person in terms of Quranic sciences.
Interesting.
And he has recited the whole Quran in two ways. And in different riwayat, not just Hafs, the whole Quran. In Warsh, in Hafs, in Duri, for example, the riwayat of Duri.
Okay.
And other riwayat.
And how about this recitation?
This recitation was actually, it was not part of any compilation. It was just a random studio recitation that was recorded.
What was the riwayat actually?
The riwayat was Hafs. It was
okay. Normal, yeah. So if you agree, let's talk about the tajweed points, brother.
Yes, and the first verse we have حروف المقطعة ألف لام راء. The lam only has مد اللازم because lam is a three-letter word that has a long vowel in the middle. So this is the criterion for مد اللازم of حروف المقطعة.
And at the end is a second letter actually.
Yeah. At the end, this is important, the sakin letter yes. At the end, because the sukoon is what causes the maddul lazim.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, the alif, there's no med. We only have short vowels for alif. Ra, we don't have a sukoon at the end. Ra, there's a two-letter word. Yeah. That there's no sukoon after the long vowel. Rubama ya, what verse 2?
It should be lengthened for 6 vowel counts.
Yes, 6 vowel counts. رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا The ra has tafkhim. لَوْ We have مَتُّلِّين here.
The sound لَوْ
We have a waw sakina that's preceded by a letter with a fatha, and as a result, we have مَتُّلِّين.
So it's a diphthong.
Yeah.
Something like now.
Yeah. It's just like a diphthong. لو, we have a short vowel plus a semi-vowel. This is how a diphthong is made. A semi-vowel such as waw and ya. How do we know that waw and ya are semi-vowels?
Actually, if we continue making the sound, the result is actually a vowel.
A long vowel.
Yeah, the result is a long vowel, better say.
At the beginning, it's a consonant.
Yeah.
At the end is a long vowel. It's as if you're saying e. At the beginning, we have the sound of a consonant, and when it's continued, we have the sound of a long vowel.
And before becoming a long vowel, it is, of course, a short vowel.
Yeah. If you just say it would be a short vowel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 3, ذَرُهُمْ We have a ra with tafkhim. Because it's preceded by, it's a ra sakina preceded by a letter with a fatha.
Practically, we say it is pronounced with a full mouth.
Yeah. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ يَعْلَمُونَ The عين, we have to pronounce it with توسط, not with shidda or rakhawa.
Concerning timing of the letters.
It's not just the timing, it's also the manner of articulation. Yes, it actually affects the timing as well. So if you say ya'lamun, you're pronouncing it with like a shadda consonant,
like
which
plosive.
Is incorrect. Yes. And if you say ya'lamun, that's like a letter of rakhawa. Ya'lamun, it's in between.
Or weak fricatives,
yeah,
actually.
It's in between a plosive and a fricative, weak fricative.
Okay.
And Sheikh Khalil Husari, he's lengthening all the maddul munfasils to tawassud, to four vowel counts, such as وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا This is وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا we have a long vowel followed by a hamza, and they're in two separate words. The long vowel is in one word, the hamza is in another word.
So we have a disjunct mat.
Yes, and the other matul munfasil was in verse number 6. Ya ayyuha, ya ayyuha alladhi. So as we can see, he also lengthened the ya ayyuha. The ya was lengthened to four vowel counts.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق